Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, "Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart."
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, what's up? Thanks for joining us. Joe Ostrowski, Mike Giardi, Sal Capaccio. Good lineup. What a day yesterday. My favorite part, and this might just be my ego talking, but was at the 3:25 break. Those of you who've been with us might know our clock, maybe even better than we do. You listen to that morning show, you're like, do they even know what the break times are?
You do a good job of keeping us on time. When you're not here, it's like Howard Simon is back in the room. Like,
uh-oh.
I'm very late.
That doesn't sound like a compliment.
No.
It's one toward me. I appreciate it.
Yes, it is.
I am very, 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 like, subconsciously in tune with the clock. But at 3:25-ish, I mean, it probably wasn't exactly 3:25, but we go to break, and Bulldog says to me off the air, "Hey, did you check your email?" And I immediately said, "What, did I log into DraftKings?" That was my favorite moment of the day. But no, actually, I won tickets to the Bills game. I won the work tickets. And I immediately emailed the woman who sort of runs all that, and I said, "Look, it's not fair if I win. I can get in. It's really okay." And she's like, "Stop. These are your tickets. Mm-hmm. You won. You do what you want." I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to the Bills game. I'm taking my all son right to the Bills game.
Yeah.
So it's my turn. And you sat behind Miami and got to watch Tyreek Hill. You were sort of wondering, is he going to blow up? And that
right
didn't really happen.
No, there was one confrontation with, well, there was a conversation with Tua after a turnover. No, after a mistake that led to a punt that looked a little heated. But yeah, there wasn't much fireworks.
I get digs.
You get digs. All right. That's right.
Right down near the sideline.
Yeah,
there.
We're sitting, same side, but I think at the other 30, 35-yard line from where I was. I was near the tunnel, you're closer to the scoreboard, but same side of the field, so same opportunity, right.
Is there a bathroom between when you leave the concourse and start to walk down the steps and the field?
I don't believe that there is. No.
I might want there to be one.
That's going to be a long walk because you're down low, aren't you?
I might have to go twice.
Yes. It's a long walk.
It's also a night game, so I'll really have to go twice.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll be something to talk about. Exciting. I brought a ball in.
Look at us going to football games. You've been to have you been to games in
as a fan
more recently?
Last
than me.
Year I went to one.
Okay, there you go. The Jacksonville game, right?
Jacksonville.
Yeah,
we left early because it was a blowout.
I remember that. Yeah. All right. So it hasn't been as long, but still cool. Last year the stadium, you know, you get a taste. Plus you get to see those new uniforms in person.
White out.
Yeah. Right.
I'm already thinking about what to wear.
I would suggest white.
White, yep.
Yeah.
And you're not going, I think.
To the game? No. Yeah.
But you need to be sort of
What was funny about you winning the tickets, was earlier in the day, I would, you know, so I got some friends that have seasons, and, you know, occasionally on Facebook I'll see a, you know, I've got one or I've got two, you know, face value, whatever, that kind of thing.
Face value.
And I thought to myself, this is like 1:30 in the afternoon, if I was presented with an opportunity to go after having just been, would I go? And I thought, I don't know. I mean, it was fun. I'm glad I did it. I'm honestly going to admit that I'm glad it's over. Like, I went, I saw, you know, I came, I saw.
I left.
I did. I'm good. I'm fine.
I came, I saw, I'm done.
Right. Thank you. At least, a 1 o'clock game might be different, but another night game, it would just feel like a lot.
I came, I saw, I'm out.
Right. Came, I saw, I'm done.
Goodbye.
Yep. Right.
Well.
But then you won tickets, so that's pretty cool.
I won tickets.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting on Sunday. But you have to be, you're the one who matters here, because you have to be tuned up. This is exciting. Bulldog fans know all of this. It's one of his, it's one of his bits. It's what's helped make him such an icon. Week one, John Harbaugh. All right, well, I'll contrive this thing over here. I don't really hate John Harbaugh, but this thing where he went for a team rushing record a few years ago, like, let's just use that. Whatever I can use, you're like a politician. Whatever I can use to embarrass the other side, I don't really have to mean it.
Plus, I hate
probably
his,
am lying.
Plus, I hate his brother enough that it can carry over.
I mean, again, great politician move.
Yeah.
It's all disingenuous. I don't actually mean a word. It's easily disprovable, but I'm still going to say it, and you're going to like it. So, John Harbaugh, week two. Aaron Glenn. This is tougher. Really don't have a problem with Aaron Glenn. He's the Jet coach. I don't know. Week three is Mike McDaniel. And honestly, guys, I don't really hate Mike McDaniel. I even kind of like him, but I feel bad for him.
I think he's going to get fired. Yeah, I think he's lost his team. Yeah.
It's hard to sort of pile on here, but we're going to. Week four is Kellen Moore. We don't know who that is.
No.
We've never even heard of him.
Chase Daniel. Moore, he's a confusing person to me. I confuse him with other smallish good college quarterbacks who didn't do really anything in the NFL. Those guys are all one guy to me. There's probably like, I should have made a list, but there's probably like three or four guys that I think are Kellen Moore.
These are, we don't even really hate them. We don't even know them. The closest we can get to hate is our complete indifference toward them. I mean, that's even like less of a compliment to just not care who they are. Closest we can get to hate.
Yeah.
Now
it's
the
now
preseason
now
is
we're
over.
Cooking. We're cooking now.
The preseason is over. Mike Vrabel.
Here he comes, everybody. Mike Vrabel.
Let's hear it.
Who I, I'll leave out. Yeah, Mike Vrabel. I'm sorry, ma'am. We use fresh mushrooms, not canned mushrooms on the pizza. I'm not prepared to offer you a refund because you don't like the fact that we use fresh mushrooms, not canned mushrooms.
What is this?
On the pizza. He's a pizzeria manager.
You were a pizzeria manager.
I know, right. That's why I feel like I can be okay criticizing him for looking like a Cheektowaga pizzeria manager.
Okay.
Because I was a near the Cheektowaga Williamsville line pizzeria manager for a long time. But he looks like a guy that I would have been training under for a few years before I got the keys and got the combination to the safe. That's what Mike Vrabel looks like to me. Excellent coach. I respect him as a coach. I just think I just see him on the phone with customers complaining about their deliveries being late and the wrong ingredients and wanting to get refunds and going, I'm sorry, I'm not authorized to do that for you.
Sorry, but don't you sort of relate to the manager when that happens? Like even like him a little bit? Isn't that... When somebody calls in with dumb nonsense complaints, like don't you sort of?
Yes, but it is not a desirable lot in life. There is sympathy
manager.
For that person, but it's also just a disastrous place to end up in your life, where you are the person who has to be on the phone going, "No, we're not giving you store credit." Because you don't like the mushrooms.
Reddit.
Not gonna happen.
That's funny.
Not today. Not
all right,
today.
So he is, for the first time in Bills history, the coach of the Patriots. And this is a new era, right? I mean, he's...
Yeah.
This is the Mike Vrabel Patriots era.
And despite this, baseless, ridiculous critique I have of him.
Toppings. Toppings gate.
I'm sorry. There's construction. There's traffic. I'm sorry the driver was late. I did not want him to take the New England job. I sort of like how with, I don't know, we'll see what Miami does if they move on from Mike McDaniel. I was talking like this even early, like, don't fire him now. They might rebound. Like, let it just spiral. I'd rather they spiral. New England, I wish they'd kept Gerard Mayo, because I think Vrabel is a accomplished coach, a respected coach. And, you know, it's hard to say that he'll have his team buttoned up when they committed 5 turnovers a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, excuse me, in a loss. Like, it's not like they're immune to making mistakes, but I just feel like they'll be good soon, I think, and he will be a big reason why. Like, I think he'll coach guys up. I think he's a good coach.
Okay.
But I don't, you know, I just he's just got a vibe. He's got a vibe. Really goes back to Tennessee, because that's where he made his name as a coach. And Tennessee was so annoying, because you never really thought they were that good. But you're losing to them on Monday night, and Josh Allen is slipping, and there's Vrabel over there just with that face.
They have 2 primetime wins over the Bills.
Right.
One on a Monday, one on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Or Wednesday, or whatever it used to be like. Well, Mike Vrabel, you know, he's fine. I don't care if he worked in pizza, or I don't blame him for that. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big May. Now we're talking. Like, Drake May might arrive Sunday night. Now, he played last year. The game in Buffalo, they were both very late in the season games, the 2 meetings with the Patriots. And the game here was tough. Like, he was, I think, impressive in that game. They didn't score, was it 24-21 maybe? Like, they didn't score a ton of points, but he showed himself like a rookie first-round pick. I'm somebody, you know, maybe like Kelly was when he was in his first year. Kelly's always an asterisk because he'd already played 2 years pro. So he wasn't like raw when he got to the Bills. But still, here's May, and they didn't win very many games. They really should have had the first overall pick, but they beat the Bills without him in week 18.
Like, you're right on the score, 24-21. He was 22 of 36 for 261 and 2 touchdowns.
That sounds pretty good.
That's a good day. He was picked off one time, but he had a good day. I don't think there's any question. That's a very good day.
The division has been down bad. The Bills have owned it. And going into this season, we have this question and that question about the Bills, but the one thing that maybe we're the most confident in about is that none of the other teams is ready to challenge them. We would talk about all of them. We talked about New England, and I'm thinking of Ross Tucker, I guess, former Patriot, Ross Tucker, who said, I mean, they might be decent, but they're not going to win the division.
They're not going to catch the Bills. Right.
Anyway, I just feel like maybe May is on the cusp of beginning a real rivalry with Allen, which no one else in the division since Brady left has been able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tua has not been able to go toe-to-toe with Josh Allen. Like, they've come close a few times, but they always lose. And the Jets have been, I mean, Zach Wilson, the Jets have been through a few guys, and I don't know, does Justin Fields make it to 2027 as the Jet quarterback even? Like, they're not, I don't think they're, like, sort of ready.
No.
I mean, Fields was terrible against the Bills, and he got hurt, and, that's going to be over.
The next time they're good, the quarterback will be somebody that they draft, either this coming April or the April, whatever. Their quarterback, when they're good again, is not on the team.
Well, that's right, and that's the point I'm thinking of with New England here. Like,
right.
Brady leaves, then who is it? It's Cam Newton. That's not going to be a rivalry with Allen, and Allen was still emerging then. It wasn't even, like, really something you would have thought of. But Newton is not going to be the Patriot quarterback for like 7 years. You know, he was there to get them through,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't work out. And then he was gone, and then Belichick was gone. And then it was Mac Jones. And okay, maybe it's Mac Jones, who had a couple of moments, beat Allen in New England, right? I mean, that happened. And then he was gone because he wasn't good enough. This guy is probably good enough. This guy is probably their quarterback for
10 years, 12 years.
Seven to 10 years.
They should be, I think it was with Ross on Tuesday that I described him as Josh Allen Light. He is athletic. He can run. He's got a decent arm, but it's all just like three quarters of Allen. You know, it's to me, like he's not as big, maybe not as fast. The arm isn't as big, but it's comparable enough, you know? I think they absolutely should be, I think they are the team we should be thinking about. I felt that way all summer coming into this season. The question was just going to be how close can the gap get and how soon? And, you know, we're staring at a game here where if he rolls in here with the Patriots, Drake May, and pulls the upset, they're a game back.
With a win.
With a win against them, head-to-head. Like, that's closer, you know. We talk all the time, you know, because we're going to see them actually lose one of these games before it feels close. But, like, this is going to be some joyride, right? So heavily favored. You know, they're just going to run away with it like they did last year where they, you know, clinched on December 1st, which is nuts. But if May is up to it, if they are all up to it, if Diggs shows out or something in a return game here, they're a game back, which is kind of weird
with
to think about. Yeah, with a win. And so what? So that they're the team, I think. And that is, I don't want to say like that's in my head or anything, but I am respecting them as an opponent coming in here. I'm not even really thinking about what the spread is and how much the Bills should win by. I feel like this is as tough a test as they've had since opening day. And I don't even, you know, I mean, Baltimore has spiraled since they were here. I mean, they did win a game, but they've, you know, they're 1-3 and everybody's hurt, including the quarterback. This is a test to me. I mean, I don't want to overdo it. This is not a team that's at the Chargers level even right now, or the Chiefs level certainly, but they're coming. And the question is how soon do they arrive? And if they could pull an upset on Sunday, that will feel significant. Maybe in the way the timing doesn't really work. I'm thinking about Bledsoe in 94 showing up and beating the Bills and Kelly at the end of the year, and it felt like a torch was being passed kind of thing.
Well, happening. It was.
But Kelly was, you know, 10 years in at that point, whatever. He was way nearer to the end of his career. Now Allen, we think, is probably in the middle, ideally, hopefully, of his career. So it's not quite that. Like, a win would not signify the end of an empire here or anything, but it would be significant for New England.
Kelly and Bledsoe were maybe like a decade apart.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's right. Isn't that
1960? They're born on the same day.
Is that Bledsoe's second year? Right? Is he the 93 draft? Kelly was the 83 draft.
Right. They're both Valentine's Day.
Right.
So they're a decade apart. Allen is a little more than 6 years older than May. I'm just like yesterday, Bulldog and I were talking about the AFC and like sort of your dream bracket, which I still think is really fun. And if anybody wants to play that game with us, just, you know, let me know. A guy called in who wasn't into what we were talking about. He was just like somebody who wanted to call the show. And he's like, I'm tired of hearing people on the station talk up the Patriots, like be scared of the Patriots. Like, oh, well, this is the first I'm hearing of it. But okay, you're hearing it. You're saying this for some reason that you're getting a little bit too much of New England is a little bit scary. I don't think they're scary, but I also don't know that, and this isn't something you have to care about if you love the Bills, like whatever, but that this Patriots quarterback is going to be your rival for a long time. And it's not going to be Justin Fields, and it's not going to be Tua. That's already, I think, mostly come and gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he was a high pick, and it's the Dolphins, and maybe this ends up being, and that's a, like, what is he not older than Allen even? Like that's somebody who, right around the same. Like here's somebody we're going to have to beat. And the Bills have done almost nothing but beat him. And come on, that's probably closer to the end than the beginning for him in Miami.
Yep.
And here's May, who is brand new. Like, as a rookie, he did enough. I kept saying in the offseason that it seems like everybody is into this. You know, we wouldn't talk to any, couldn't find anybody who was like sort of negative on the Patriots until Sam.
He's like, where are the good players?
He was not in on New England.
Right.
And I don't know, we'll talk to him tomorrow. But I think this is the guy. You know, it's not Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Mahomes is the Super Bowl level. Like he's the, you're playing a video game and he's at the last level. Like he's the guy you have to beat in the end to win the game. And, you know, May is not that. But this is your new division foe. And, you know, put him with Vrabel or just don't even worry about that. And Sunday night is a great test for him. You know, the Bills' defense isn't good.
No.
So if he's got Diggs and if he's got Travion Henderson, if they want to use him more, and Hunter Henry is catching touchdown passes, like I like both teams to score in this game. Allen never gets cheated in a night game. Like, when have you ever seen Josh Allen at night, like, not do really well? It's just always, he always gets there. The total's like 48 or something like that. That doesn't mean he has to, you know, if touchdowns are field goals, then the game won't go over. But he never gets cheated at night. And he's up for every one of these. White out, new uniforms, home crowd. Unless he's exhausted, like maybe fans are exhausted from three home games in a row at night, like all of it.
Right.
Unless he better not be tired. Like this is always a game he shows up for. He's dominated the Dolphins. He hasn't dominated the Patriots, but they almost always win. He's pretty safe. Here's May. All right, well, this is one of my first spot. How many times has he been on at night? Ever? Like maybe once last year? I don't even know. Like this is a big, if the guy is it, he's loving this game on Sunday.
I feel like they played a Jet game in primetime last year, I have in my head, but I'm not positive.
The Jets did beat them on a Thursday night last year.
Yeah, I think, you know, thinking about the caller you referenced, like scared of the Patriots. I wouldn't describe myself as scared of the Patriots, but I think there is a difference because you get ready to play a team that's really like Baltimore. I think is scary. Like I can absolutely see you losing that game. And there's a, I don't know, maybe it's too fine a line I'm trying to cut here, but I'm respectful of that. I would not be surprised at all if they won the game. New England. And I would not have said that about New Orleans or Miami or the Jets. I fully expected the Bills to win. I wasn't sure about covering last week. It was such a big number. I thought they'd cover the Miami game, and they didn't. They missed a field goal that would have gotten them there if everything else went the same. Anyways, this game, to me, there's no surprise if the end of the night comes and it's, you know, New England 30, Bills 27 or something. I just don't – that would not shock me. Or really even surprise me. That doesn't mean I'm scared of them. I don't think they're the better team, but you know, it's football. They could win. I think they have the quarterback to me who can make enough plays with his feet and with his arm. We haven't really seen the Bills' pass defense when has it been tested exactly? You know, like everyone's just run like crazy on them. And even Miami, you know, they made some plays, but it was very modest passing-wise. Like, if New England comes in here and throws it 40 times, he could go for 300 yards.
They don't want to have to do that, but we'll get to it. Sal Capaccio will join us later on the matchup, the latest with the Bills injury report. Also later, Mike Giardi on New England. Great guest, Boston Sports Journal. Next, though, Joe Ostrowski, Betts Sweats. We'll look at Week 5 around the NFL. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.